Welcome to the Fantasy Champions Fantasy Football Podcast. Here's your host, Morgan Colby and Rick Lemon.
What's going on, Fantasy Champ?
Ha ha! We're going for one of these this week.
Well,
not yet. Not yet. Maybe 2 weeks away. But Fantasy Championships are on the line this week. You got the fantasy playoffs starting. Well, I guess they already started with the Thursday night football game. Hopefully you didn't have Austin Eckler on your fantasy team at that point. My goodness. But welcome on in. My name is Morgan Colby. Today, in the final episode of the week, I'm going to talk about the starts and sits for this week. My favorite guys going in lineups that could win you fantasy matchups. So we'll walk through that, but it is an exciting Saturday at 10 o'clock, and I know football's on in 2 hours, so hopefully you got this show in before football starts. I don't think I have any of those 1 o'clock games. I think it's Bengals versus the Vikings. So hopefully all these games are Sunday, and you can just look at them, but be sure to set those lineups, because winning the fantasy championship, paramount. You know, so we'll walk you through, you know, some of the decisions that you might have to make this week. Get some of those good starts in, make some tough sit decisions. There are some guys, you know, DJ Moore, Stephon Diggs got some tough matchups this week. So, you know, I'm not saying sit them. You're not going to sit those guys. You're going to start them probably. But there are some closer decisions that you might have to make for your fantasy lineup. I just can't believe we're at this point in the season where there's 3 weeks left. I looked at the Thursday night football calendar and there's 2 games left on the Thursday night football calendar. And, I just can't believe the season is already coming to a close. We got a lot of football still to engage in, but the fantasy season always comes to an end in week 17. So, we'll try to walk you through. Let's get this week one, week 15, week one of the playoffs victory for you guys to get to those semifinals and have a chance to go to the fantasy championship and win your leagues, win your pots, win some money. All right. So before we jump into the starts and sits for the week, check our website, fantasychampions.com. Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, or any other podcasting platforms, please leave a review. Share this pod with your friends. If you're watching on YouTube, be sure to head down in the comments. We'll try our best to answer the questions, but ask your starts and sits questions. I know it's an important week this week, so just get in the comments and ask us questions. And then, like, you know, you don't want to miss content. You don't want to miss the Fantasy Champions, so just subscribe, and you'll get notifications whenever we post an episode on YouTube, on Apple Podcasts, or whatever platform you're subscribing on. All right, let's do the starts and sits. Rick is not with me today. We couldn't line up the schedule, so it'll just be my starts. But and it should go quickly. I mean, we should be out of here, I hope, in 10, 15 minutes. So we'll discuss this. But anyway, we'll start with the quarterback position. Number one is Russell Wilson of the Denver Broncos. Now, it's funny because actually in a league for myself, I am starting Russell Wilson because I had CJ Stroud, who looks to be doubtful in this game. He looks to be doubtful in this game. So I am going to be starting Russell Wilson. So hopefully, but hey, listen, I'm sticking my crap up against the wall. I'm putting my fantasy life on the line with you guys with this decision. So let's walk through the Russell Wilson at Detroit situation. Now, Detroit started the season where they were actually, for fantasy football, they were actually pretty good defensively. So they were able to stop teams. As the season has now gone along, they have slightly decreased in their ability to play defensively. They give up a lot of points similar to how they did last year. And it was impressive to see what they did early in the season, but they've kind of tailed off. Right now at the wide receiver position, for the quarterback position, they give up the fifth most fantasy points to the quarterback position, which is 19.3 points per game. And Russell Wilson on the season here has actually been, you know, he's the QB13 on the year, so he's not doing anything prolific or amazing, but he's actually been consistently okay. And since the bye week, he's had 20, around 18, 14, 16, 18 again. And then he had about 16 to 17 this week. So he's been consistently hovering around 15 to 18 points, which is not going to win you a fantasy matchup. But there's always a chance that, you know, he could have a week like he did in week one versus Washington and go off in that game and get, you know, 29 points. But I think if there's a week to start Russell Wilson in the fantasy playoffs, it would be this one against the Detroit Lions. And I think this is also going to be a game, knowing how effective and how good the Detroit Lions offense is, it's going to be a game where they are 100% definitely going to have to pass the ball in the game. They're probably not going to be able to stop Detroit. Detroit's going to get a lead. Denver's probably going to be playing from behind. So, it's just one of those situations where this Denver-Detroit game probably is going to be high scoring. I'm actually curious. I want to look up the over-under for this game. So I'll pull that up right now. But I think, you know, if it's a high-scoring game, then obviously Russ is going to score a couple touchdowns. He's going to, you know, do his thing in the game. They do play on Saturday at 8:18, so get your guys in your lineups. But the over-under for this game is 48.5. So there's definitely going to be points to be scored in this game. I think Denver will keep pace, but I think at the end of the day, they're probably going to be behind. And with that being said, Russell probably score a lot of points. So I think he can finish as a QB1 this week, and that's all you're asking for. If you had Stroud, or you have, for example, Kyler Murray, you waited the season and you got Kyler Murray, picked him up or whatever, he's going up against San Fran. I would start Russ over him at this point. So Russell Wilson, start this week. A sit at quarterback for me is Trevor Lawrence. Now, just to go through this matchup, Jacksonville's in an interesting position because, you know, they got to get these wins. He struggled last week in a football game that I think the Jaguars really needed to win. He hurt his, on Monday Night Football a week ago, 2 weeks ago or whatever, he hurt his ankle, high ankle sprain, and he ended up playing last Sunday. And everyone's like, oh, this is great. But he threw three picks. I talked about it earlier this week with Rick. And it's like, I love the dog, the mentality there, but it's not good for fantasy football. And 50% of Trevor Lawrence, you know, is that CJ Beathard? You know what I mean? So he just did not have a good performance. Threw three picks, three picks in the game. Not great. On the season for fantasy football, he hasn't been really good. And I think it's, you know, the struggle that you've run into with Trevor Lawrence here is, you know, you expected Lawrence to step on and become like a top five quarterback in fantasy football this year. And that's what a lot of people are drafting him as. And he's only slightly better QB11 on the season than Russell Wilson has been, who people weren't even drafting. Still 90% rostered. But he's only starting 47% of the league, so I see you guys making smart decisions. But these are his numbers on the season. 19, 7, 16, 18, 14, 16, 19, 17, 3, 33, 26, 25, and 20. So the last 4 weeks, the last 4 weeks, he's been good. But that's against Tennessee, Houston, Cincinnati, and Cleveland. And Cleveland was a tough matchup. For me, Baltimore is going to be even tougher than Cleveland was. Baltimore arguably has the best defense in the league. And I like right now they give up 13 fantasy points a game to the quarterback position. And if Trevor Lawrence comes out in this game and he struggles, it's going to be good night for your fantasy team. So I would just say if there's a better option for fantasy football, I would sit Trevor Lawrence this week against Baltimore and do that better option. Like if it was Russell Wilson, I do that if it were possible. I'm actually curious to see what the rankings, for the week on Fantasy Pros, the expert consensus have, and right now they have Russell Wilson two spots ahead of Trevor Lawrence. So, I mean, I think it's a smart decision to do that. You might be able to start him rest of the way, though. He has Tampa Bay and Carolina following that, so those are two easier matchups, which could end up being really good fantasy matchups for him. But anyway, yeah, sit Trevor Lawrence this week. Running back, Tony Pollard. Now, this one seems like, you know, earlier in the season, Tony Pollard was kind of struggling in a lot of ways at the running back position. He started off the season well, 21, 19, 15, and then he had 9, 7, 17, 6, 9, 5. So it was like just 1, 2, 3, 6 straight games or six games, five out of six games, he scored under 10 points, and he was really struggling. He couldn't get into the end zone. He couldn't score touchdowns. There was a lot of problems. Since week 10, or I should say since week 11, week 11, 12, 13, 14, here are his numbers, 18, 21, 17, 16. He's back on the horse. He's scored four touchdowns. In that stretch of games, he has scored four touchdowns, or three touchdowns, I should say. So he finally got himself back in the touchdown category. He's been having really good weeks. Some of them have been slightly inefficient, but Pollard has really stepped up to the plate here at the end of the season. He's part of the reason why I had the opportunity to win three out of my last four games and make the playoffs here. But, you know, he's going up against Buffalo this week. They are in Buffalo, so it's going to be, you know, a road game for him. But the way that I look at this situation for the running back position, Buffalo has, you know, they've been an easier matchup this year against running backs than they typically are. They give up 19.9 points per game to the running back position. So if I had to venture a guess, this could be a bigger week for Tony Pollard. But if we were just taking like the median projection, I would say the safe bet is that he gets 15. Right now he's projected at 14 on Sleeper. I think Fantasy Pros has him around 15. So 15 points is kind of where I would anticipate him being in terms of fantasy points for the week. But I think it's a good start this week. You know, you might be thinking now everyone's like, oh, he's probably just in your starting lineup anyway because he's been ranked as like a top 12 running back all season. And I would typically agree with that, but some people might be a little bit nervous looking at that Buffalo matchup. And I just want to reinsure that it's an okay matchup. You can start Tony Pollard this week. Like, he should be fine. So I'd start Tony Pollard at running back on your team. Sit at running back this week. This one's simple. Seahawks running backs, they have the gauntlet stretch of playoff matchups. And I was thinking about trading for Kenneth Walker early in the season until I saw the playoff matchups, and I was like, I don't want to do that. Kenneth Walker and Zach Charbonnet, both guys have been fantasy relevant at times this year, but they have that really hard playoff schedule. And to me, I don't think either one of them is matchup proof enough to take the risk. You know what I mean? Like, if I felt like Diggs, for example, has a tough matchup this week against Dallas, but he's worth taking the risk because, you know, he's one of those dudes that could have a 30-point game against a tough matchup. So it's like he's kind of matchup proof, right? Whereas you look at a guy like Kenneth Walker and you look at a guy like Zach Charbonnet, and those guys are not matchup proof. While they've had good games against, you know, good defenses, they're both dealing with injuries. They both have struggled late in the season here. And it's like, I just don't think that this is not a good situation for you to go throw your, you know, running backs at this. I think also Philly has been on the struggle bus lately. They've been losing games. So I think this is going to be a game where they're going to try to get a lead early and they're going to try to run away with it. And if that's the case, it kind of takes game script wise the running backs out of the game, which makes it challenging. And if that is the case, you're going to end up with a really tough situation. Philadelphia, once again, one of the toughest run defenses in the league, giving up 14.4 fantasy points to the running back position with two guys, you know, basically playing at a split of 60-40 or 55-45. Like, you're going to be talking about, you know, six, seven fantasy points, maybe 8, 9 for Kenneth Walker and 4 or 5 for Zach Charbonnet. It's just going to be a tough week for them, and it's not worth sticking them in your starting lineup for the risk. You know what I mean? There's no boom potential here. If they do go off, then I'm willing to take that bet and take that risk and stick them on my bench and have them go off for a better matchup this week because it's a smarter decision. You know, sometimes in fantasy football, that crap happens, but you know, for me this week, I think it's too risky of a matchup against Philly just to throw them and roll them out there. All right, let's move to the wide receiver position. We have, this one should be a little bit easier, but it's Puka Nacua / Cooper Kupp versus Washington. Now, Puka's probably in your starting lineup on a week-to-week basis. He is getting targeted by Matt Stafford at a high clip, and he's efficient with it. So Puka's a dude that you're probably going to have in your starting lineup on a week-to-week basis, but Cooper Kupp is a guy that has been struggling lately, and he did, I believe, have a good week last week, but since coming back from his injury and you know, really since the early part of the season, he's put up some really big fantasy performances, but he's also put up some stinkers, so you might be a little bit nervous about putting him in your lineup. I think Cooper Kupp's just too explosive of a receiver to sit at this point. So I would just start him. But you also get the added benefit of them going up against Washington. So, you know, this is the most confident that I feel about these two wide receivers. I think they're both going to have an amazing week. Washington has one of the worst pass defenses and worst secondaries in the league. And so you're going to see Kupp and Puka both go off. So don't put them in your put them on your bench. Put them in your starting lineup. Roll them this week. Puka Nacua and Cooper Kupp versus Washington is a go. Wide receivers, Gabe Davis versus Dallas. Gabe Davis sucks. I mean, we're kind of at this point. People hold Gabe Davis for those explosion games, but he hasn't really even been getting the explosion games this year. You know, I think he had 0 points last week or the week before or whatever, and he's just not a good wide receiver. I mean, not that he's not a good wide receiver, but he either has an explosive game or he just doesn't show up. And I think against the Dallas Cowboys, I mean, it could go, you know, the opposite direction where Stephon Diggs gets shut down because they're putting so much attention on him and it just opens up Gabe Davis and he catches a friggin' touchdown, because that's always how it works for me. But I don't want to start Gabe Davis versus Dallas. I just think that this matchup against the Dallas Cowboys is going to be an extremely tough matchup for Gabe Davis. And it's going to be an extremely tough matchup for the Buffalo Bills to get the ball going through the air. It also could be high scoring, so it could work out for Stephon Diggs, but Dallas has given up 25 points per game to the wide receiver position. I think there's a second receiver in Buffalo, and it's not Gabe Davis anymore. It's Dalton Kincaid. You know, you have Stephon Diggs, and then next on the tree is Kincaid, and that's what's been happening. And then, you know, whoever else gets the ball is whoever else gets the ball. So your only hope for Gabe Davis is that he catches a 30-yard touchdown and just breaks free in the game, which is always a possibility, but it's just not worth taking the risk on that if you have better options to start. You know what I mean? So, like, to me, I'm not looking at Gabe Davis as a possibility versus Dallas just because it is a risk play. If he had a better matchup, then I'm willing to take the risk that they target him 3-4 times and then he gets a breakaway touchdown. But against Dallas, I just don't think it's going to happen. Dallas is too good of a defense to just let that happen. So, on the sit list this week, Gabe Davis. And the final couple guys here as we conclude the show, we got Logan Thomas at the Los Angeles Rams as a start at the tight end position this week. The tight end position, the Rams give up typically 12 fantasy points a game. Logan Thomas, and you're probably looking at Logan Thomas if you have him and thinking like, okay, I'm going to sit him. If you're streaming tight ends or looking at that, because he had over the last... Ever since this stretch of time where people in the regular season were like, oh, this guy's going to go off, he had 7-9, 7-3, 2, so he hasn't had great performances. He had his bye week last week in week 14. The Rams now have 8 points. I mean, they give up 12 fantasy points a game to the tight end position. So I think if you're streaming tight ends and there's any week for a tight end to go off that's on the waiver wire, it's probably Logan Thomas. So I would get Logan Thomas on my team this week against the Los Angeles Rams. They do give up a lot of fantasy points to the tight end position, and I think he'll have a good week this week. Okay, let's talk about the sit and then send you on your merry way, and hopefully you enjoy football. At the tight end position, we have Cole Kmet at Cleveland. Now, Kmet has... You know, he has consistently been an okay fantasy option this year. He's a tight end 6. Starting the season, he had 9-7-4. And then he had 27-14-2-0, 17-23-9-5-11-11. So, you know, he's had boom games. He's had bust games. I would say it's about a 50% boom, 50% bust rate. So he's like right on the line. But he is playing the Cleveland Browns. And the Cleveland's a tough defense. They have a tough defense in pretty much every category. You know, they only give up 14 points a game to the quarterback position. They give up 17 points a game to the running back position. They give up 6.5 points per game to the tight end position. So it's like, to me, this is just an all-around tough defense, and they give up the second least. They are the second toughest matchup in fantasy football for tight ends, 6.5. The number one toughest team is the Titans at 6.1. So Cleveland's just not a go. And Kmet, you know, like we talk about these games with Cole Kmet where he's had explosion games and then he's had bust games. I don't think this is going to be a game. I don't even think this is going to be a particularly good game for the Bears offense as a whole. You know, you got DJ Moore playing in this game. You have Justin Fields playing in this game. Fields might have a good game, but I just don't think that there's going to be a ton of scoring because Cleveland's defense is good. But Kmet is a surefire sit to me. Like I said, the matchup, knowing that he has had boom games and bust games on the season, knowing that he, in these bust games, he's struggled against tough defenses, it's not going to be good to stick Cole Kmet in your starting lineup this week in the hopes that maybe he catches a touchdown. Same particular thing with Gabe Davis. He might get 4, 5, 6 fantasy points, but there are options out there. We talked about on the waiver wire show, Taysom Hill being out there. He might still be out there on your waiver wire. That's a guy that I would rather start this week than Cole Kmet. So while Kmet has been really good on the season at times, I just don't think it, you know, week one of the fantasy playoffs against one of the toughest defenses in fantasy football not being matchup proof, I just don't see Cole Kmet having a monster performance this week. So he has got to be on the sit list. So there you have it. There are all the starts and sits for week 15. If you have any questions, please leave them in the comments down below. We want to answer your start and sit questions before these Saturday games start. The first game seems really boring because there's literally two backup quarterbacks playing, so that's awesome. But hopefully you get these guys in your lineup. Enjoy your week 15. Go get a dub. Final four, here we come.
Thank you for listening to the Fantasy Champions Podcast. Make sure you subscribe on iTunes and YouTube, and follow us on Twitter @TheFFChamps.